Hi, good evening, everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here. Thank you all for joining. And tonight's share is on Parshas Re'eh, Thoughts and Reflections. Tonight's share is dedicated as a Refuah Shlema to Rav Shalom Reuven ben Shema. Shalom Refuah Shlema Reuven Feinstein. So there are seven words in the opening of the Parsha, the seven words that comprise the first pasuk. And I'd like to share with you some insight thoughts from the Gra, the Kedushas Levi, and some other Mefarshim, just to walk us through, including the Shach, at the onset of the word. So the word Re'eh is a Lashon Havana, right? Re'eh is to see. But if we look back at Parshas Balak, it says Vayar Balak, Balak saw. So Sifsei Chachamim over there, the Shach explains that there are three things. It's Lashon Havana, an understanding that Balak understood that he wasn't able to conquer the Jewish people in a physical realm. So he had to resort to the spiritual by, you know, corroborating with Bilam HaRasha to cast a spell, which ended up being for our own benefit, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Man HaLashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of what comes out of our mouth. And so the word Re'eh is Lashon Havana, which is a level of understanding. It's Lashon of Ria, which is sight. And it's Lashon of Raya, which is Lashon of validation or proof. So Re'eh, we are able to understand and able to see and validate. What are we validating? What are we seeing? What are we understanding? That the next word is Anochi. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuvav or so that says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Anochi no Trikin, Ananashi Kasivas Yehavis. I Hashem wrote the Torah and delivered to you, Klal Yisrael." So the level of understanding is brought forward with an appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote this Torah that we all enjoy, and which is the Mor Hara for our lives, the guiding post for all our decisions. So that's a reference to the Torah itself. I Hashem wrote the Torah and delivered it to you, Klal Yisrael. Ananashi Kasivas Yehavis is the acronym for the word Anochi. The next word is Nosein, that we all know that the word Nosein is reminiscent of the pasuk that we say on Shabbos morning, Ki lakachtov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. So just to recap the first three words, we now understand, appreciate, validate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote and delivered the Torah to us so that we can never forsake it. We can use it as a role model for our lives. And the next word is the word Lifneichem. So the word Lifneichem refers to the Lashon, as Kedushas Levi brings down in the Parashas Nitzavim, Atzim Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. So he says, everyone is standing here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Imagine if you're speaking to your children and they have their back to you. So how fruitful is that conversation? It's only when they turn and they face you, then you're really having a conversation, having a one-to-one, right? So if someone is, the word Lifneichem is Lashon Panoi, just like it is in Parshas Nitzavim, which is Lifnei, which is Panoi. What does Panoi mean? It means to turn. That oftentimes people are embarrassed to turn. So the analogy is that a person goes to Kiddush and then accidentally spills, you know, herring or schmaltz on the shirt. And so when his friend calls him to come home, whatever, walk home, he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to see his friend because he doesn't want to reveal that his shirt is meluchlach. It's all dirty. So therefore, the same thing, a person, you know, if a person has averos, then he may be overwhelmed by this and not be able to turn to Hashem and say, listen, all these averos, how in the world am I able going to have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm looking at you, Mereshit Hashana Lach Hashana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at all of us. All Hashem is asking is that we just turn and have the conversation. And we all should remember, as I've said in the past, that the word avira is Lashon Avar, is Lashon in the past. All right? And so it's a shortcoming, right? And as a result of poor judgment, we had done something, but at the same time, it's Lashon in the past. The Jew is never living in the past. The Jew is always looking forward to the future. We are going to be Mechadesh Levana. We are going to bench Rosh Chodesh. We are going to do this. We are going to do everything's in the future tense. Things will be better. As they say in Israel, you ask somebody how things going, Eyetov, it's going to be good. What does it mean? Is it good? No idea. Is it going to be good? Betach. Surely it's going to be better. Hashem is going to provide, you know, everything is going to be better for us in the future. And sometimes that's really emunah pshuta, that's really just blind faith that carries us forward. So the word again, lefnechem, is to turn, have the conversation. Next word is hayom. Hayom brachu klala. The word is Hayom. This Hayom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem constantly revisits the creation of the world from the beginning, and whatever we think is normal is all a miracle. That the sun sets, the sun rises, all this is what we call natural. It would be unnatural if it didn't, but it's quite unnatural that it behaves in such a natural way. And so we oftentimes don't fully appreciate the Neflos Abari, but yet this time around Hayom refers to, we ushered in Chodesh Elul. This Hayom refers to Hayom Aras Olam, Hayom Yamod B'Mishpat. It's a warning, it's a signal, it's a shot over the bow of the boat that Elul is here. We are within the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom HaDin is quickly approaching, and so we have to prepare ourselves. So this word Hayom, Hayom Aras Olam, Hayom Yamod B'Mishpat, the world was created on Rosh Hashanah, and that's the day that we stand in judgment. And so that's the word Hayom. And it also speaks, as the Kedusha Sevi says, that we should maximize every single opportunity as though it were our last, as though every day is lived to the fullest, that we shouldn't be sad, we should be happy, we should take advantage of the beautiful day in front of us and find reasons and opportunities to smile with your family and among your, you know, between your spouse and your relatives and your shchenim, yedidim, chaverim, zakenim, whoever they are. We should really opportunize these moments. And the next two words are bracha klala. So the word bracha, the Gra explains, is twice as great as every letter preceding it. It's interesting. Beis is twice as great as Aleph, right? Resh is 200, twice as great as Kuf, 100. Chaf is 20, twice as great as Yud, 10. And then the Hey is Meis Hashem Ha'isazosi Neflos Beinenu. We say hello in order to remind ourselves that everything that comes from Hashem, we cannot simply walk around saying, Kochi Vetim Yad Yatsali Asachal Azos, that because we're so creative and ingenious, we were the ones who created all of this wealth that we are able to enjoy, but rather we all give the Hakar Sotov back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the rightful owner, that's the rightful place, and that we shouldn't be ostentatious and gaudy and think that it's all coming from ourselves. We should be humble. As they say, Hasne Lechasim Hashem. We should walk humbly before Hashem, and that's the best way to think about it. And the last word is klala. It means the word, we always know that klala is opposite of bracha, but sometimes klala is the person who makes kal of mitzvot. He makes light of them, and he doesn't seize the opportunity that presents itself before him. So there is an opportunity every single day, and we have to be able to achieve that potential. Let's briefly revisit these seven words and close out and summarize. So the word re'eh anochi nosen lefnei kam yom brachu klala is another way of saying that, behold, I understand, I recognize, I see. It's like someone saying, do you see what I'm saying? No, I can't see what you're saying. It's asking you, he's asking you, or she's asking you, do you understand what I'm saying? That I want to validate, I want to be able to understand, I want to be able to see with my own eyes that this Torah that was given to us will never be forsaken, that has been given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah that will always be observed and never forsaken, and that we have an opportunity, as we are every single day, to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially this time of year, and that we should appreciate every day to the fullest, Hayom, that this reminds us of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, and that we should seize the opportunity that presents itself before us and not make light of those very opportunities which really can catapult us to higher levels of achievement. So the bracha is that we should see this every single day of the week, and that we should propel ourselves and think of this message as we enter into Rosh Hashanah's, you know, season, and hopefully, Amat Hashem, we should be benched with Arichas Yom HaBashanim Tovim and much Nachas Gezunt Haslacha, and of course Panasa. And so everyone should be benched with good health, and Hashem, we should be able to discuss some more and learn some more next week, Bez Hashem, at 10 for 10, 9:50 p.m. So thanks again for joining, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. All the best. Monika Klosker in Lakewood, New Jersey this evening. Have a good one.